Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. A light rain fell as mourners paid their final respects to Nancy Reagan this afternoon. The service was held under a massive white tent at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library northwest of Los Angeles. Former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney talked about a letter from Ronald Reagan about Nancy Reagan on their first Christmas together.
She brings so much grace and charm to whatever she does that even stuffy formal functions sparkle and turn into fun times. Everything is done with class. All I have to do is wash up and show up.
Those in attendance included former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura, First Lady Michelle Obama, and former First Lady and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Reagan died Sunday at age 94. She will be buried next to Ronald Reagan, who died in 2004. President Obama is trying to build a human pipeline between the world of high technology and the government. NPR's Scott Horsley reports. Obama spoke in Austin, Texas this afternoon at the South by Southwest Festival.
President Obama has long complained that government is not terribly skilled at using technology, a problem epitomized by the disastrous launch of the Obamacare website. The administration brought experts in from Silicon Valley to repair that site. By speaking at South by Southwest, Obama's hoping to find other tech-savvy volunteers to improve government service.
I could change the politics of America faster than just about anything if I could just take control of all the DMVs in the country.
Obama declined to address the government's fight with Apple over access to an iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino killers. He did say the privacy of data is not unlimited. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
A Florida police department is investigating charges of alleged battery against the head of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. The incident happened at Trump National Golf Club on Tuesday, NPR's Susan Davis reports.
Breitbart News reporter Michelle Fields is accusing Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski of grabbing her and nearly pulling her to the ground after she attempted to ask Trump a question. A Washington Post reporter identified Lewandowski, but Lewandowski denies the account. Trump accused Fields of making the whole thing up. Fields' employer, Breitbart News, reports that the incident did occur, but the conservative news outlet raised doubts that it was Lewandowski who grabbed her. There are multiple audio and video recordings of the encounter circulating online, but nothing that shows conclusively what happened. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.
Ohio Governor and Republican presidential candidate John Kasich is getting an unusual endorsement of sorts. Florida Senator Marco Rubio's campaign is urging Ohio Republicans to vote for Kasich next Tuesday as the best way of stopping Donald Trump. Rubio told reporters that Kasich has a better chance of stopping Trump in Ohio. For his part, Rubio says he expects to win his home state in Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 218 points, closing at 17,213. This is NPR News. Families of those killed in last year's Germanwings crash in France say they are still waiting for an apology from those they say could have prevented the deaths of 150 people. French investigators are set to release their final report this weekend. A preliminary report in May suggested the co-pilot practiced putting the plane into deadly descents hours before the crash. The co-pilot had been treated for depression and suicidal tendencies. Relatives of the victim say Lufthansa, Germanwings' parent company, could have stopped the co-pilot from flying. English keyboardist and composer Keith Emerson has died. In 1970, he co-founded the band Emerson, Lake & Palmer, best known for the song Lucky Man. Keith Emerson died yesterday in Santa Monica, California. He was 71 years old. NPR's Anastasia Tiolska has more.
Keith Emerson defined the sound of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. He used Moog synthesizers, Hammond organs, and piano to create a big, dramatic sound, drawing on jazz, rock, and classical influences. But the band was best known for this song.
We had white horses and ladies by the score.
Emerson was born at the end of World War II and played in blues bands before forming the keyboard-driven trio The Nice. Emerson, Lake & Palmer was a huge live concert draw throughout the 1970s. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 218 points. The NASDAQ is up 86 points to close at 4,748.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.